Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Before we do anything, I'd like to sing happy birthday to Mike Mayock. You guys ready? Day to you.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Good point. Fun times today. Sweet spot. And at 258, the Ham Sisters.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market Bakery and Gimme the Vim brings you El Monto.
Gracias, Ham.
De nada.
If you had two legs, would you choose the Mexican national team to play for?
Ooh.
What? Why does he need two legs to play for the Mexican national team? Why can't he play with one?
Well, because the U.S. team would take me. They need all the help they can get.
True.
But to make Mexico, I'd need dos.
Dave's trying to say that their interest dissipated considerably when they found out he had
When they finally sent the scout up north.
Yeah. By the way, Monty.
Monty tries to do a scissor kick in the wheelchair.
Scissor kick. In honor of your dog today, your dog story, I wore my shirt.
Yeah, everything was wet except the dog.
Wet dog.
Not
even his paws?
Her paws were wet, but everything around her was more wet.
Did you see Wet Dog at Hangout?
No.
Hangout?
Wet Dog is a Lakewood friend band.
Oh.
I don't think they were playing Hangout. Yet.
Yeah,
big aspirations.
Yeah. Not get that the attitude. Hangout crew back together. It's been too long.
I know.
Just about shut the station down.
But I think the music now is just so electronica.
Yeah, it's fine. Take some drugs.
X-y.
So is this the London-based all-female post-punk trio?
No. Is there another band called Wet Dog?
Yeah, but it's just one word, Wet Dog.
Okay. Well, this is space.
There's no space.
Wet Dog.
Wet Dog. Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Oh, Hangout 2026 got canceled anyway.
Oh. Because of COVID?
Because I guess if you guys aren't there propping it up.
Yeah.
We have a lineup for next year?
Maybe Donnie had a ticket.
Okay.
He is good to get shows canceled. So good call. Anyway, they are the Hardline. Bob, Corby, Dave. And I'm just, it's nice to be filled with national pride. It's nice to be able to watch a team do good, you know?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite player on Mexico?
Probably the one that looks the most like me, the goal scorer.
That guy's black.
It's probably Juan.
Mark.
Jeez.
It's the fact that you can hear the hate.
No hate. I'm just saying.
You turn that around now.
You hit that last syllable hard.
That was so pointed.
I got my eyes on Mexico. Let me tell you something.
That was very Norm Hank Aaron, but he's black.
Good American name.
You just hear the Jim Crow.
Goodness
gracious.
I just
don't know if I'm accepting the fact that the guy that's like...
What about the American one?
6'3 and really in shape, unlike the other guys on the Mexican team.
God.
What do you mean? They're not in shape or 6'3?
They just don't look like him.
Now do South Africa.
Well, they got Tom Gribble.
Would you have been more surprised if a guy from South Africa looked like Danny Trejo?
Yes.
Wait till you see how many brothers Germany runs out there. That'll really blow your mind.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Not a whole lot of them look like Adolf's vision.
No, he would be upset.
Today is Thursday, June 11th, the 162nd day of 2026. 203 days are left in the year. It's National Corn on the Cob Day.
Yeah, a little overrated.
So go get your little corn on the cob holders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stick them in and go to town.
We all had them.
Because you can't just hold the ends of corn. What are we, animals?
But, you know, Tajin kind of changed the corn on the cob game.
Was it good when my dad would literally slather like a stick of butter on his corn?
You got to do it.
Delicious.
Yeah. I'm like, are you offsetting the nutrients that the corn provides?
I treat mine
as not a vegetable.
With a stick of butter?
Just filler.
It's like a butter sandwich.
I do sweet corn on the cob, and I bake it like sweet tea.
Oh.
Just douse it in sugar and lemon.
That guy's black.
You're the worst play-by-play
man.
Let's
play the game.
I don't think Arlo White said that.
Timothy Weah.
I don't think you're going to be joining Mike Breen anytime soon.
Charles Barkley.
That guy's black.
Corby's just completely black.
And our color analyst after the goal.
Our NBA playoff analyst, Corby Davis.
It sounds like the rest of us are debating someone's skin color and Corby comes in to correct us.
Right. That guy's black.
Oh.
It's his only analysis as he's doing color commentary.
Anything else? Nope.
He's on the Telestrator.
You can fill in the rest.
Just circling all of his skin. On this date, in the year 1184 BC.
Like anyone could even know that.
It's before cheese.
They weren't even writing stuff down. They didn't even know how to write the word cheese.
Troy was sacked and burned during the Trojan War.
That ain't me, daddy.
So they had this horse in there, and they're like, nice gesture. Appreciate it. This is a cool little set piece. Lo and behold. On this date in the year 1955, in motor racing's worst disaster, more than 80 people killed during the 24 hours of Le Mans in France when two cars collided and crashed into spectators. Mm.
They didn't realize that police tape wasn't a good thing to separate the crowd and the cars with. Or hay.
Just a couple of tires.
Yeah.
It probably sounded like that Final Destination scene. Class? No.
Thumbs down.
It's a little different. Not Le Mans. This is Le Mans.
How do you think Cheese from Res Dogs is doing? We haven't heard from him in a while.
He was in the latest Spielberg movie. He's doing really
well.
The
big one.
Cheese is doing well?
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, they just showed it again. Oh.
Mm. On this date in the year 1962, Frank Morris, Clarence Anglin, and John Anglin, prisoners at Alcatraz.
Oh, here we go.
Staged an escape, leaving the island on a makeshift raft. One day later, they popped up safe and sound and lived a pretty good life.
They would be about 110 or something right now, living their best life.
Wait a minute. Says here, never found or heard from again.
Oh.
Oh.
Probably eaten by a hammerhead.
They made it.
A hammer what?
Why would they do that?
We did convince both my
kids giving them that.
The day before we went
I
to Alcatraz.
If I had to choose between the two, I would take that.
Who, me?
We convinced my kids the night before when we watched the movie that sometimes those guys will just show up on the tour. So get ready.
No,
man. No way, Dad.
I'm too high for this
What
right
a cool
now.
Thing to be alert for.
Well, he was like seven.
I know, Dad. I can't handle this. You think it's him?
You're freaking me out, man.
And then you have to tell him why it can't be that guy. Because he has a certain racial characteristic.
That guy's black.
Oh,
there he is, Daddy.
Boy, you almost made black a two-syllable word there.
Black.
He doesn't want you to mischaracterize what he's saying.
Black.
Black.
In 1963... Vietnamese Buddhist monk Thich Quang Duc lit himself on fire on a Saigon street as a protest against the Vietnamese government's persecution of Buddhists.
We got an album cover out of it.
This is Saigon.
Which one?
Rage Against the Machine?
Oh.
And the 19.
In 1990, Nolan Ryan, at the age of 43, pitches the sixth no-hitter of his career as the Rangers beat the A's 5-0.
Corby, who's on the mound right now for Kansas City? What's his last name?
That guy's black. Is it black?
It's black.
That feels more appropriate. Yeah. And in 2009...
It's a white guy.
Kind of ironic.
With swine flu reported in more than 70 nations...
Mason Black.
The World Health Organization declared the first global flu pandemic... in 41 years. Remember swine flu?
Yeah.
I think I have it. Cumulus birthdays. Today is the birthday of Matt Armus.
Good dude.
Good old Matt.
Matt the anus, as we call him.
The anus?
Can't stop.
It's like an anus calling him that. On your arm.
P1 birthdays. Greeting ticket friends. This is P1 Zach. Today, my 40th birthday. Been listening since elementary school. My smoking hot Serbian girlfriend, Dragana, sent me to bed in that special way because she had to get up early for Pilates and work or whatever.
Oh, boy.
Would love a birthday shout-out and a shout-out to my sons, Isaac and Noah. Would love to hear Gordon's Al Gore prank call. I double over every time I hear it. Love the station and appreciate what you guys do to your body.
It's a little long.
Respectfully, right. From P1's Act.
Where's she from? Where's Svetlana from?
Serbia.
Ghana. Oh.
I like it.
I do, too. I wonder if he brought her over here.
Yeah. Paid for her. Ordered her out of a catalog.
Probably not, because she's like in Pilates and stuff now. She's hot. She's become accustomed to our ways.
Before you bring her over.
Oh, well, did you know we missed a birthday yesterday?
No.
Who?
Happy birthday to former WFAA's own Pete Friedman.
Oh, sweet Pete.
Heck yeah.
Good dude.
Dallas Observer, awesome. Etc., Central Track.
Look at this guy.
Sweet Did he write Pete. The shredded cheese story about that girl?
Yeah.
I thought so. That's hard-hitting journalism. Birthdays. Joe Montana, 70.
Greatness.
Not wow. Montana.
Hardline zone.
The Montana.
Hero to so many.
Diana Taurasi, 44.
Does she lead, like, the league in all time, something or others? Maybe rebounds or something? Isn't she, like, tall and stuff?
You sound like you have a great grasp of the history of the WNBA.
I'm close. There's something going on there. Maybe most games.
She's first and only player to score over 10,000 career points.
I'm saying there you go. She's not a big, though. She's like a wing, right?
A wing.
Well, what do you consider big?
I've seen her fill it up in person.
All-time three-point leader.
Fill up a pad?
What in the world, Dave?
God.
You see that fill it person? Up.
Gosh.
Dave's our leader.
Too far, man.
Not far enough.
Like, while she was playing?
I mean, statistically,
Bob's the one that saw it. I don't know.
It's like her Jordan flu game.
Better hope it's not at home.
Like, you know, once the great players get in the flow, you can't stop them.
Mm-hmm. It never ends.
Yeah. Jose Reyes, 43. Brock Holt, 38. Jorge Rangers. Alfaro, 33.
Rangers. Mm-hmm. Top prospect.
Yep. Tyler Guyton, 25.
Hey.
Bust.
Hey.
Give him time.
He is no Creighton.
Just a little time.
Bernard Purdy, 87. He invented the Purdy shuffle. Frank Beard is 77.
ZZ Top.
He's got that big, all that facial hair, you know?
Well, he's the one without the beard, ironically.
He's openly gay. No. Donnie Van Zant, 74.
Which one is that? Was he on the plane?
Special.
Well, he's still alive.
Yeah, but people were on the plane that lived.
Really?
Yeah. They ate the other ones.
They were eating musical instruments.
Right. Hugh Laurie, 67.
House.
Dr. Oz, 66.
The great doctor.
Put him in the White House. Yeah, he loves George. Merle. George loves him.
What was their deal? Like a bicycling fight or something?
Well, they were at a bike race, and Dr. Oz looked at Jub and was like, "You're racing?"
They were at an Ironman, I think.
Ooh.
And he didn't believe in George. Peter Dinklage, 57.
Greatness.
He had some time later on that he would carve out a little time for him to kiss his ass.
That's right, Chief.
How tall is Peter?
Peter Dinklage looks awesome for 57.
Well, how many years is that in?
In people years.
What?
Dave?
4'5".
Okay.
So not 3'6".
He's... I would do.
He's over the little person Mendoza.
I would be 4 foot five instead of 7 foot six.
You know, he auditioned to play the Hound. But he was so good in casting that they were
lugging the sword on the ground.
let's give you a different role.
Five.
Joshua Jackson, 48, of Dawson's Creek and the Mighty Ducks.
That's Pacey.
Dawson.
Shia LaBeouf, 40. Jimmy O. Yang, 39. That's Jin Yang.
Yes, a water animal.
No hot dog. Brother.
Anna Sawai, 34.
Oh my God, the hottest woman alive.
From Shogun.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
That's end it all.
Yeah. Well, she's also in Monarch, the
Godzilla
show.
Well, that's kind of stereotyping.
Today, the 29th birthday of Kodak Black.
Okay.
Corby has one note on him.
That guy's it's black.
Born this day, now dead.
Three.
Ironically.
The real Henry Hill.
Eh.
Gene Wilder.
Greatness.
And Vince Lombardi.
Got a seal here.
And Jacques Cousteau. And
five,
down the stay still dead,
four,
we have John Wayne,
three,
Dusty
two,
Rhodes, and Brian Wilson.
And you're the
son of a shut it down!
Oh, no!
Let's go!
Black.
Bye, Justin. Go Mexico!
Bye, David.
Go four. Broadcasting live from the TXU Bye, Energy yeah. Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.